Good afternoon and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Our lead stories this hour: inflation for August 2024 slows marginally to 20.4%. We have details from the Ghana Statistical Service. Also in this bulletin, government set to announce new cocoa price for next crop season as farmers push for some significant increase to deal with their dwindling fortunes. Later on the Joy Business Van, we will tell you how accountant software built financial technologies is proven as a game changer for small businesses. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. Thanks so much for your time. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. A look now at our stories. The year-on-year inflation for the month of August has slowed marginally to 20.4% from 20.9% recorded in July. According to the Ghana Statistical Service, the marginal slowdown in the rate of inflation was influenced by a reduction in food inflation. Here's government statistician Professor Mokobnenim.
Rate of inflation for the month of August 2024 stood at 20.4%. Given the CPI for August 229.4 and CPI for August 2023 190.6, year-on-year rate of inflation for the month of August 2024 stood at 20.4%. This literally means that between August 2023 and August 2024, general price levels of goods and services went up by 20.4%. General price levels of goods and services for the month of August 2024 went up by 20.4%. This rate of inflation indicates a slowdown in the year-on-year rate of inflation by 0.5 percentage points, as in the month of July 2024, the rate of inflation stood at 20.9. So we've seen a slowdown in the rate of inflation by 0.5 percentage points to 20.4% for the month of August 2024.
You heard government statistician Professor Mokobnenim speaking there. Now, government is now set to announce the new cocoa price for the next crop season. This is coming after a pre-presidential engagement on the new price delayed the announcement yesterday. There are strong expectations that the price could be going as much as 45% over the current level of 33,120 cedis per metric ton. And we will update you as soon as that announcement is made by government officials, including the Food and Agric Minister Brian Echampon, as well as Cocoa Board's Chief Executive Joseph Boyin Edu. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Bank of Ghana has approved the appointment of Carl Assem as the Substantive Managing Director of Carl Bank. It is coming after the board of the bank appointed Mr. Assem in an acting capacity since February this year. Carl Bank, in a statement, said following the development, the board has also confirmed Mr. Assem as the Substantive Managing Director of the bank. Prior to this, Mr. Assem was the Deputy Managing Director of Carl Bank after joining the institution since 2022. The Transport Directorate of the ECOWAS Commission is hosting a three-day technical validation workshop for the detailed design study of the Abidjan-Lagos Corridor Highway in Lagos, Nigeria. There is more in this report. The Abidjan-Lagos Corridor Highway Development Project aims to construct a six-lane dual carriage highway from Abidjan in Cote d'Ivoire through Ghana, Togo, Benin to Lagos in Nigeria. The five corridor countries have entrusted the ECOWAS Commission as the implementing agency in the interim to design, procure, mobilize financing and construct the highway. In the long term, a corridor authority known as the Abidjan-Lagos Corridor Management Authority will be operationalized to take over the project on behalf of the corridor countries. The first phase of this project involves, among other things, alignment, definition, and feasibility, preliminary design studies for the over 1,000 kilometers road. This final technical validation workshop marks a crucial phase in concluding the technical studies of the project's development and will involve an extensive technical validation session where the project directors and engineers of the five participating corridor member countries will review and grant their final approval to the project. A business desk report ending the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business One right after this break.
Ecobank Mobile, they make me say, oi, oi. Ecobank Mobile, they make me crazy. Download it and use it. It gonna make your life so easy, oi. Download it. you go enjoy it. You can pay school fees, even chest tights with an apple. Can't come a come, Echo Bank Apple. Can't come a come, Echo. Echo Bank mobile app. You can pay your bills, transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan MP, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Echo Bank mobile app. You know, it's five star life with Echo Bank. Kim promise.
Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Echo Bank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? If you manage a business, bookkeeping tasks such as recording transactions, reconciling accounts, and generating financial statements can be pretty tough. However, the platform created by Build Financial Technologies is proving a game changer. Learn more on today's episode of the Joy Business Van.
Built Financial Technologies is helping small and medium enterprises stay in control of their finances in order to thrive and grow. Co-founder and CEO of Built Financial Technologies, Edward Nikwe, discovered it was a major challenge for small businesses and decided to roll out a software together with his team.
We have the accounting app, and it actually comes with different features, all ensuring that SME owners can have just one software, but they can use it for everything that has to do with their business finances.
The features were developed by Built's tech team, led by Yusuf Katuli.
So what makes this Built different is the fact that we didn't actually come from somewhere else to come and build this. We live with the people that use it, so it was built with them in mind. For example, when you sign up, there's a lot of things we do ahead of time for you. If you are a user, you probably will never even know how the taxes got in there, because we know Ghana's taxes and the app just configured it for you.
It's interactive, backed by accounting, indigenous, and the team is reachable. But how secure is it?
We could assure anyone that Built is highly secure. And one of the things that I'll put out there is the fact that we give people the opportunity to actually add a secondary layer of security on their accounts if they want.
Within a few years of going live, there are about 15,000 signups and still counting. Over time, Build has been improving on its products, adding new things. Restus Numaji is chief of staff.
We have introduced a financial marketplace where you can have access to loans from our partners, you can have access to insurance products. We are even introducing more of those products, and we are open to every financial marketplace player that's ready to join us. So that rent, there's a place that you can even go, rent is paid ahead for you, and you pay monthly if you're on our payroll feature and all those things. That's one of the things we've been doing over the period. One other thing is we have a group of chartered accountants that we work with that serves as product specialists that supports businesses, and if you need an accountant to work with for a short or long term, that you don't even have the funds to recruit one, we can give you that virtual accounting support from this side.
Feedback from businesses that have signed up has been very positive so far. Benjamin Tando, the sales manager, shares.
We've gotten a lot of feedback from clients. I'll highlight a few. So some of our clients have mentioned that this is the simplest accounting software they've ever used. They commend continually our interface and how it's user-friendly. We have some other clients who have commended our support, okay? So that especially the in-person onboarding, they are very happy with that, because they usually believe that they need someone there to assist them to use the software. But others, on the other hand, have commented on the fact that virtual support also works for them perfectly. So we do both in-person onboarding and then virtual support.
Edward Nikwe reflects on the journey so far.
From the start, it was not easy because most of these businesses were going to use software for the first time that they would be paying for. Typically, they are actually used to having Office, PowerPoint and stuff, which they don't pay. But our software, you have to pay for it. So you have to first convince business owners why they have to pay for it. The other thing was about the trust factor. We are in, we are still at a stage where people do not trust sharing their financial data out there.
To deal with this challenge, Build hosts regular training programs for clients. The success of Build is largely as a result of teamwork.
For us here as employees, we have to leverage on our teamwork and then also on our innovations. Okay, and then whilst we do that whilst ensuring that we respect each other, because once we have that solid teamwork, we'll be able to, you know, push the idea of having these SMEs have easy access to prosperity. And that is the goal of the business.
Build has expanded outside Ghana to countries like Kenya and Sierra Leone.
Our goal is to be the go-to accounting software for SMEs across Africa. We are typically targeting Francophone African countries because we haven't yet gone into any. And we hope to expand the user base as well to 50,000 businesses.
And you can contact Build Financial Technologies on 0308-040-007 or visit the website www.build.africa. You can also watch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today. And before we go, don't forget the EcoBank Joy News Mini Fair comes off at the Good Park near Accra Mall, and the fair will start from 13th to 15th September this weekend from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And admission is free. Remember to be there for all your housing needs. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime, data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic. In any money emergency situation, EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. You just want to stay on. And of course, right after Ignition, we shall be bringing you the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series, which continues with all you need to know about building a successful poultry farming venture. Just don't want to miss out on that great discussion with my colleague Daryl Powell as he hosts Emmanuel Odami Nyamiche, the CEO and founder of Perfect Among Rest Farms, here on Joy 99.7 at 1:30. Do make a date. That's it.